always a woe-is-me dance. I once felt that overwhelming happiness that comes with pure and wondrous love. I didn't know what it felt like to force a smile, because they all came naturally. There wasn't a jaded speck in my vision. My parents were the best. My sister was my best friend. I was about to graduate med school with my boyfriend smiling by my side as we started a new chapter of our lives together. Only, that chapter hit a major plot twist that not many of us saw coming, and there was nothing left but the backspace key, erasing each and every carefully constructed dream I had woven in the stars. And the day it was all swept away, the day I found out what those words truly meant, I realized that, while I might still have people in my life, I was well and truly alone, with no one to blame but myself. After all, who bases their entire future on the dreams they created while they had their head in the clouds? Not me. Not ever again. I'll stick to being alone, with no one. 1. Airy. Aye, aye, boss. My hands, shaking uncontrollably, reach forward and press the disconnect button on my office phone. The words left on my voicemail are just another reminder that I seem to always have eyes on me, the devil riding in the wind behind me, constantly on alert, ready and waiting to tear me down the second I show a sliver of happiness. I'm not allowed to move on with my life. I'm in a purgatory of my own weakness, crippled by the fear my memories refuse to let me forget. Keeping it bottled in and hiding it all from the one person the devil didn't rip from my life, my best friend. Hiding my loneliness from even my own heart. I'm left to warm myself with empty daydreams, a faceless man I'll never be allowed to have. I can't even remember the last time I was able to go longer than a few months without a reminder slapping me back down. Never leaving. Always returning, invading my thoughts at the most inappropriate times, slashing me so deep, it's pure luck I've been able to hide my pain. Knock, knock! I jump, my knees slamming into the underside of my desk when Piper's voice breaks through. It's as if my thoughts alone conjured up the one person I still have in my life. And that's because she's been by my side since we were soggy, diapered toddlers. It's a miracle I've been able to keep her from seeing the magnitude of my deep-rooted loneliness. If anyone would understand, she would, seeing that the state of her own love life is cracking with its own pain. Hey, I thought you weren't coming in until later, I greet, proud of myself for the practiced ease with which I push my issues back and swat the devil from where he's hanging over my shoulder. Don't get me wrong, I'm not walking around in a constant state of depression. I still have fun. I love my job. I love my best friend. I love my cat, even if he is a jerk. I may be broken, but I'm not shattered. My life is what it is, and I've accepted that, but it doesn't mean I don't feel it cut to the quick from time to time. I shift aside some of the inventory spreadsheets that have been giving me a headache for the past half hour, then lean back and plaster a smile on my face. I can see, just by her expression, that she wants to call me out on what she walked in on. But, just like every other time before, she doesn't ask. Instead, she does what she always does, proving to me that I'm not completely alone by just being there for me and with me. It's easy to forget that loneliness when your best friend is determined to love you enough that you know you'll never be without her at your side. She walks into my office and takes a seat on the couch opposite my desk, pushed against the wall. Matt and I had